Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, angels, and those who are listening now and those who will download it later, welcome to the show tonight, and I am really excited. I have a friend of mine who has been a mentor to me and taught me some wonderful philosophies over the years. He is a self-made man, and he corrects me on a lot of things and has helped me put Angel Coaches. The success that I have with Angel Coaches is due a lot to his philosophy and what he taught me years ago. And he's a supporter for Angel Coaches. He really is. Certain things he believed in me when no one else did. And I think Michael Brooks is here tonight with me, and he's going to share about being an entrepreneur, being a spiritual entrepreneur, living the life you love, loving the life you live, working with passion, working with joy, and being humble in the process. And but I want to share this with you guys. He supports Angel Coaches, and he gave me my first $500. I'll never forget that. He goes, use it. And the success that I have and now other Angel Coaches has is because, you know, you just need one person to believe in you, yourself first, and then he did. So, Michael, I'm so glad you're here, and thank you for being here, and I mean that. So you're a great entrepreneur, and I know that you tell us about your businesses, Lucky Paradise, and how you got started and how the disciplines you use, not necessarily in that order, but tell us about your businesses and how you started and some of the philosophies that you use. Go ahead, please. And welcome
to
the show.
Well, thank you, Tariq, for having me on. I appreciate it. Thank you. It's a joy, as always. And have a lot of respect, a lot of love for you, baby. A lot of love for you, baby. So
I'm feeling it. It's all good. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, I'm glad you mentioned Lucky Paradise Casinos is a multimedia magazine. It's one of my destinies, one of my callings. I love the aspect of entertainment and people being able to dream. And if you can dream, you can do it. And if you can do it, you can dream it. And Lucky Paradise Casinos is more of a beacon for those who love travel and exquisite cuisines, who love fashion, and who also love art. You know, the magazine does have a casino entertainment component. And the reason why it has that is because, you know, in America, online casinos is popular in one sense and taboo in another. It's great for online poker because the World Poker Tour is huge with ESPN and a lot of the major networks. But online casinos and entertainment is more popular in the overseas and the European markets. And they look at things a little different. My goal when I had the vision for Lucky Paradise Casinos was about 2010. And I wanted to create something that the world could gravitate towards. So entertainment, you can't go wrong. You know, it's not the red light district, you know, but you can't go wrong with entertainment. So Lucky Paradise Casinos is that. It's pure entertainment. And on the magazine, there's some great stuff. Turn-of-the-century type of individuals who built the fabric of America from art to entertainment to a lot of the iconic things like the history of Coca-Cola, the history of Pepsi. You know, where did Wall Street come from? I mean, there are some things that are here that it's designed to touch a generation. And a generation of people from our mom and dads and their parents, if they're still around, you know, granddad, grandma.
Right.
They had a lot of life. You know, how was life 100 years ago, you know? And the whole goal for the Lucky Paradise Casinos was to take and embody this energy of life, of the past, the present, and the thinking. You know, millionaires think a certain way. Billionaires think a certain way. Their lifestyle is a little different. What is the most expensive apartment in America. The $150 million apartment, guess where it is? It's in New York. You know, what the most expensive homes in the world, where are they positioned? What are the most expensive beaches or the clean beaches? Or if you love the beach and you love to walk and run free and let the birds and sing, there are some fabulous new beaches, if you're into that, around the world. There's a certain lifestyle. There's a certain energy of people who have experience or who live differently. And the magazine was a concept of entertainment to bring that together so the whole world could see it, not just here in the States. Right now, according to some of the analytics, Lucky Paradise Casino is very popular in Europe, very popular in Brazil, Spain, France, the Netherlands. Believe it or not, Russia was pretty much high on the list. So it changes from week to week, month to month. But to encapsulate the world and let the world see a body of art that we know about but we don't appreciate, or we know about and we appreciate but we're so wrapped up into other things. Living legends like Stevie Wonder, you know, Fleetwood Mac, you know, the influence of Elvis on rock and roll and some of the most expensive paintings in the world. So that's the concept for Lucky Paradise Casino, and hopefully brings a beacon, brings the world together. So for 3 minutes, if you're on the site, you take a look at it, and you can let the coffee pot go for a second, let the phone calls go, turn the world off for a minute, and enjoy a beautiful sight and getting minced in a beautiful sight. And just enjoy some of the beautiful articles and content. And then you can go back to the coffee pot and the phone calls and life. So
that's funny. I like that. I have a couple questions for you. And you guys, the site is wonderful. By the way, I write a relationship article on it myself. You know, because everyone wants a great relationship. So we chat about that. Michael, you know, he is all about lifestyle. And he also, one of the articles you had on there I thought was really interesting was millionaires, youngest millionaires in the world. I think it was youngest, right? And people that had made their money. And they were young in their philosophy with it. Do you remember that one? Did I quote that right? Because I read it. So you have things like that. But, you know, we sit back in our chairs and we say, okay, I've got to help my daughter or son with homework. And I know you have a daughter that you help with homework, and you're a single dad, and, well, you've got a girlfriend, I know, because people are going to be texting me that. And, yes, ladies, he's got a girlfriend, you've got this magazine out, and it's all about lifestyle. And people always dream, if I had this life, you've got the best spas, the most romantic places, and you put this together, and your magazine goes in every place around the world. Is that correct? Every country in around the world it is in. Okay, wow.
Yeah.
And you and I talked about this. You said to me, Tariq, I told you this tonight, some people have a problem with making money, or that to be spiritual, you don't make money, or you can be wealthy, but you can't talk about it, or you can be wealthy but not have the lifestyle, or you can be wealthy, but we don't really want you to talk about it because, you know, it's not good to be wealthy. And some people feel that if you're spiritual or Christian or whatever you are, it's not good to be wealthy. And you said something so key here, and I think this philosophy is in your magazine, okay? I mean, it's beautiful. It's got lifestyle. It's got the finest wines, the finest restaurants. It's got everything. But what is your philosophy on that, about being spiritual, having a lot of money, and having a great lifestyle? Because you live the life you love and love the life you live, and you're looking at some amazing homes right now to buy yourself. So share with us about that, because I want people to get a real grip on who you really are, okay, and what makes you who you are.
The love of money is the root of all evil.
Right.
We are spiritual beings, and we have to be. You know, we will either gravitate towards energy of light, and then some will strive to be another Gandhi, okay, or will strive to something that's, you know, not as desirable, and we will reflect that in our communication, in our art form, and how we live. There's nothing wrong with having money. It is what you do with it. You know, the old saying of, you know, rich people are going to go to hell because they're rich, and you need to be humble in your beginnings. And well, there's a duality with it. First of all, if I were to get very blunt, God wants us, spiritual being, God wants us to be the head and not the tail. He wants us to be the prosper ones. Because if you have the means and you understand where your means are coming from, you understand how you do what you do, and you're humble with that, then you're not going to be moved and swayed by ego, you know, edging God out. And that's what ego really stands for. So if you have a lot of money and you make a lot of money, there's nothing wrong with having a lot of money. But what are you going to do with it? You're going to, you know, put your ego up there and say, oh, well, I did it myself, you know. God, you know, I appreciate you hanging in there, buddy. But you know what? Got to do what I got to do, and I got to be who I got to be. You've seen that movie, The Geico, you know. You know,
right.
Johnny, you know, Jesse, you know, the guy falls down. So, but that's when you edge him out. And when you edge him out, then we get self-absorbed, and we become more than what we really are. The more wealth you obtain requires great responsibility. We've heard that saying, well, great power comes great responsibility. Now, look at Mr. Bill Gates. I call him Mr. Gates. Okay? What, he's worth $70 billion? And what is he trying to do, eradicate, you know, world hunger? Well, it takes money to do that. Now, what if he takes the $70 billion and he goes ahead and, you know, and buys 10 islands? And he says, you know, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and, you know, the rest of the population have at it, you know, peace out. You know, that's not how he operates. And we are called to be humanitarian. So if you have the means to give back, you help one another. And then what happens, like magic, you know, poof, you get more money, and you get more money. And you get so much money, making money over money, and it's making money times money, and that you're setting up all kinds of other foundations and things where you're now the head and you're not the tail, but you realize where you've come from, and you realize that this funds that I have, these enormous amount of wealth that's at my fingertips, this is a blessing. So I want to give back. I want to give in the areas that I never thought I would. I want to visit areas that I would only dream about. And I want to do something of leaving a legacy. I think we're all called to leave a legacy in this world. You know, because we come in here with nothing, and by God, you'll leave with nothing. You know,
right,
per se, basically. So what do you do? How do you live? And attainment of wealth and power, it's fine and great and grander, but what are you going to do with it? Are you going to give back? Are you going to help the hunger? Are you going to help find a cure for cancer? You're going to leave a life of legacy. When they're standing there at your, you know, your homecoming, and you're up there in the heavens and you're watching down, what are people going to say? They're either going to say, that SOB, so glad he's not here, or they're going to say, thank you for what? Thank you for being there. Thank you for helping. Thank you for being the person. Thank you for your kindness. You know, so as spiritual beings, we are to first walk that walk, and that means you start to believe that you have it. So if you say, I want to give an extra $10 a month to the Girls and Boys Clubs of America, but I don't have the $10 a month, then what can you do in order to start? You know, make a pledge, write it down. We all are called for action. And so as you start to get in tune with your calling and you start to act on that, if you're willing to be obedient, that calling may lead you to another realm that you never, ever thought about. So are you willing to listen to the call, take action? Are you willing to sit on the fence? There's an old saying I remember. There was a professor that in my undergraduate school. His name was Dr. Pia, and he was very, very instrumental in a lot of my growth and development. This was 100 years ago, being facetious though, but long time. And he made a comment. He said, young man, you're going to have to make a decision in life. Okay? You can either stand on the fence, on the sideline, which is a decision, or you can get in the game. Okay? Either way, it's your decision. So doing nothing is an action because you do nothing. People say, I don't want to get involved. I don't want to grow spiritually. I want to have my own world and live within it. Well, then you choose to do that. But your world is going to eventually cross another world. Eventually, you're going to have to spend a lot of energy to remove yourself from the game, or you get in the game. And when you get in the game, what is my calling? In football, am I the quarterback or am I the wide receiver? Baseball, am I the pitcher? Hockey, am I the catcher? The goalie?
Right.
At that point in time, you have to make a decision and listen. And when you're listening to your calling and you want to help people, trust me, when you have a kind heart, opportunities fall on your lap. Trust me. Believe me when I say that. When you clear your heart and clear your mind and you become an instrument for the universe to use, I guarantee you, you might strap up. Buckle in, because you'll go on a wonderful ride of what we call life.
That's a great way of saying it, Michael. That's a philosophy that you back up with your online magazine. I know that you have a psychic network that you're starting, and because you believe in intuition. Has it helped you in your magazine? Has it helped you in your business? Has it helped you with people? Talk to me about that, because I know you had a near-death experience, too, and we can talk about that now or another time. But talk to me about intuition and how you use it and how you believe others have the gift as well.
The magazine and the other components that I'm adding, the psychic network, and a lot of these with the intuition is sitting down and thinking and walking and meditating. How can these instruments bring a mass of people together? What is it? When I mentioned Lucky Paradise Casinos, you're always lucky with paradise.
Right.
The acronym of it and the site is really, when you look at it, it's designed to bring people together. If you see the stars that are up there on that actual header, that Lucky Paradise Casino, it's an actual representation of stars, the dream, the lights that are lighting up behind. It's a beacon. It's a very light. It's a very joy. It's a very warm and beautiful and drawing sight. The other projects that I'm working on will have the same effect. It is, how can this be used for the good? How can this draw people, Is it going to look a certain way? Certain colors, certain lights, certain elements of a site. It brings out the intentions. The intentions are to help people. So what are you? What is your intention? Have an entertainment program site where people can relax. And yeah, it has some edginess to it. It's fun. It's entertainment. It may have a little bit more on one side than the other, but it is to allow people to escape for 3 seconds, 3 minutes, The average duration of the time on that magazine site is about 3 to 4 minutes duration. There's nothing else. And the other project you're working on will have the same means of pulling people, giving hope, inspiration, you know, a calmness. How can I give that type of energy and putting it back out? Because when it's out there and people see it and it goes viral, then your return comes back. Like the universe rewards you. But everything has to work in stages. Everything works for the glory, you know, and everything's in season. So as you build and as you plan, you lay a foundation, not on quicksand, not on sand, but on solid ground. So you may not see certain elements, but by having that faith, by slowly working the plan and listening, if a color scheme doesn't work, it's not about your ego. Well, by golly, it's got to be the way I want it to be because it's just got to be that way. It's not about that. Is this the right way that I need to go? And if it's not, being humble enough, listen, there are far more people in this world that know more than you do, but there's only one of you who's in tune with the higher calling. So if you're the center of attention, then being humble enough to know that others may bring the answers to your question. You just have to be open enough to be able to hear their answers. You know, there's an old saying, God will answer prayers in his time. You know, well, sometimes we wish his time were our time, or we wish God would speed things up.
Yeah. All right.
There's an old saying, does God, you know, what is a penny? $1,000, you know. God, what's a day? You know, a day is 1,000 years. God, can I have a penny than in a day? You know, $1,000 for a penny, you know, and a day is 1,000 years, you know. So it takes the timing, but trust, and that's the biggest thing for us all, is just relaxing and working the plan and believing. So if you have an idea, you have something, soul search, because light is going to draw. That's what the world needs. We need more enlightenment. We need more things of light and joy. You know, life is stressful. Life is hard. But when you listen to your inner calling and you know what you're called to do, then life becomes a little easier because we're not fighting a fight for ourselves. We're fighting a fight for humanity. And everybody has a part in this world. You may
That's
not
cool.
be president, but everybody has a part.
Yeah, that's very true, Michael. I want to recap what I feel, what I've heard, and this is wonderful. By the way, I just got a couple of texts from people saying, yeah, he's speaking the truth, and I was like, yes, you are. anyway, so some of the things that you do is like you get in, you make a decision to join life or to sit on the sidelines, okay? Where you are, you've always made the decision to jump right in and to really appreciate your beginnings, being humble, loving God no matter if you're rich, you're poor, or getting richer, right? And trust his timing rather than your own. And that's key right there. And know your calling. And I know that you have found your calling and you live it, eat, and breathe it all the time. But you know your calling and know that, you know, if you're not president, then you're one of the voters that vote him into president, right? So each calling is important. It's the most important thing is finding what yours is. And you believe in meditation and prayer. I know you do. And is that been a key cornerstone for you in finding your calling and doing your thing and trusting in God's timing, right? Do you think?
Absolutely. There's an old saying, you know, we need to find time for God because God always has time for us. And so,
wow.
You know, a meditation, You know what meditation really is? It's really the quiet time that you and your creator, the universe, have a set time to get together. I mean, nobody else. Nobody else. So if that time is a quiet walk or sitting in a park and, you know, whatever that time is, whatever that place is, okay, that's your time to where you can get recharged, rejuvenated, and find the answers.
Right.
Okay? Because the universe is always there. It's just we got to go to the universe. You know, I'll pencil you in next Wednesday at 5, okay? So be there and be square.
That's funny. Anyway, that's so true. And where do you see your business going, Lucky Paradise Casinos, the magazine, the networks that you've got developing? Where do you see it? What would you like to see happen? Go viral?
Well,
is that
Lucky
one? I think Wendell is.
It's already there. Lucky Paradise has been seen in every country of the world at least once. It's going to be a global mass media of entertainment. And eventually, well, you know, people will be able to advertise on it, you know, to reach a massive amount of people. You know, because it's a media magazine that hasn't been done in a manner. And in the casino entertainment, you know, could have picked biometrics. Or, you know, chemistry. You could spend 15 minutes describing, you know, nuclear physics. You could have had that as a background for a magazine. But casino, entertainment, you don't have to say just no more than two words, and people will automatically know, oh, yeah, I got an idea of that. Now, you do poker, you know, but it's bigger than
right.
that. It's something that draws the world together. And then the art. The articles, the relationship articles, the great articles that you're writing that brings people together. You know, it's a different vehicle. People are seeing it. If we average about 22,000 visitors a day on the site. You know,
What's the age group of your 20? Wow, repeat that. What did you say? How many thousand
we're
people every day?
We're averaging about 22,000 visitors a day. We had so many tech issues where the site was moved over from one platform to the other because it basically shut the server down. We had at one point over 220,000 people on that site 4 days in a row. No, it was cancel. 3 days in a row. And we had to work with our hosting provider to find a better platform. And we did. And, it was just when people loved it, you know. So we averaged, those were anomalies, but, you know, I call them that. You know, others would maybe differ, okay?
Right.
Yes, we averaged about 22,000 visitors a day on the site, and that's a lot. And they're checking out all kinds of things on it, you know. So, going to be a global mass media outlet for the world to enjoy, you know, and you know, then you can sell out, and then people can advertise on the site because you'll have the availability for people to be able to connect and get different products that the universe decides that it wants. So if you reach a product that's in Russia or China or Singapore or Australia or the U.S. You know, it would be a vehicle that everyone could recognize.
I know you got some special offers now for advertising, and do you want to talk about your advertising site now or later? Or do you want to mention it now? So,
we have a great promotional offer. We have a standard package that we have right now, but we have a great promotional offer where we are looking at, you know, for $5.99 we do 3 months, we are looking to where we can help a company actually get about an extra 10,000 visitors to their webpage. And we would put a webpage together. We would link it to the magazine. And the amount of people that come to the site, we will gently massage them over to take a look at the products that people are advertising that would be directed onto the site. So great offer, and we've seen around the world, literally around the world. And then if you set up a nice little email attachment, you can capture their emails and remarket to them in the promotional packages. So that's our special that we have going on right now.
He's got some neat stuff, guys, and some of you guys, if you want to know about it, give Facebook me, facebook.com/angelcoaches. You can take a look at Michael's things, but I'll plug you right in, and you can look at Lucky Paradise Casinos. It is an amazing magazine. It has got something for everything. But once somebody who looked at it a couple weeks ago told me, said, this is a place that has everything where you can dream. This site will teach you how to dream. And where can you learn how to think like a millionaire, think like a billionaire? Would you love to learn how to think like that if you don't already? And Michael has created something really wonderful. And he is a really good friend of mine, and he's taught me so much about karma and giving back. And, I taught a group of kids at Christmas time about how important it was to give back and to give to someone else without expecting anything back, because your anything will be 10 times more than it already, when you give that person a dollar, it will be 10 times more when it comes back to you. And it may not be from that person, but it will be a situation. And you taught me that. And when I taught those kids that, they got it. And we did a real fun game with it. But barnload of karma, that's what you taught me. Good karma. And guys, when I met Michael, I was really, really struggling. And he believed in me. And I'll never forget that. And he's taught me a lot of good stuff here. So hopefully he's been able to give that to you guys too as well. We want to have him on every month for the next 3 months so you can learn how to think like a gazillionaire, right? They'll probably think a new word for you, Michael, in your magazine. It's all good. So you guys, I'm going to end the show. And if you want to talk to Michael, let me know, because we haven't really set anything up yet. And, I wanted to get him on here so you can see, because we've talked about his site and what he's doing and promoted it. So you can see the man behind the big picture there. And there's always a wizard, right, behind the picture or behind the magazine in this situation, and you're the wizard. And you have a lot of help there. I know you do. But thank you for showing up tonight, sharing with us your story, and I look forward to connecting with you more. And all those who are listening in, you can always download the show 365, 24/7 on the web link I send to you guys, or it's posted on Facebook. And if you have any questions or comments, facebook.com/angelcoaches, and we'll make sure we get to him. And Michael's going to be on again next month, so it's all about love next month, Michael. Can't wait to see the site, what you're going to add on there, so and you believe in balance. Yeah, there you go. I know you believe in balance, and Michael's an amazing racquetball player. He plays in tournaments and everything. So, ladies, he's in shape, but he is involved with somebody. But we'll keep our eyes posted on him, see what's going to happen. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great now, and we will talk to you on, Sunday there's no show because it's a Patriots and Seahawks game. And, Michael, who do you feel is going to win? Just your question, because you've got strong intuition. And you love football. You have a thought on that one?
I like the Hawks, believe it or not. They're don't get me wrong, Bill and Brady, they've been there and done that. But something about the Hawks and what they're soaring to and what they're striving to, and I like the Hawks a little better, Really quiet.
Right.
Just by field goal. So I like the Hawks.
By the way, Michael's got strong intuition, has seen angels, had a near-death experience, and he says it's a time for the Hawks. I agree with you on that, by the way. All right, everybody, have a great now, and we will talk to you next Tuesday night. Bye.
Yeah, thank you.